Hello?
Yes.
Yes, hi, I'm speaking to Derek.
Speaking.
Hi, this is Jerry. I'm calling for a national opinion survey. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Now, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including train, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote? Probably vote 50-50 when you don't vote.
I will definitely vote.
Okay, regardless of how your populist vote is, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I'm a Democrat.
And that will be a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
I'm a strong Democrat.
Okay. And in the November 2020 general elections, for whom did you vote, for President Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
President Joe Biden.
Okay. And what is your age?
I'd rather not say.
Okay, that's okay.
But
now, just
but
to be sure,
I've been voting for about 30 years.
Okay, thank you. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm African American.
Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. Where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
I'm always at a 10 because I'm always highly motivated to vote, regardless of who's running or whatever the issues are, because that is a right that my people fought and died for, and I have no right to squander it by not voting. So it's always a 10 and always imperative for me to vote. And I vote in every election.
Okay, thank you for your opinion. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction where the country is headed?
I think it's in the middle of the road right now. It's whatever the median answer you have.
Okay. Now, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve of the way he does his job, but the problem I have with that question is it's not asking the right question. The right question is, am I satisfied with the way Congress and all other two branches of the government are doing their job? And the answer would be no, because President Joe Biden doesn't make laws. Congress makes laws. He just approves or rejects those. And the judicial branch interprets those laws. So that question is a bad question.
Okay, well, actually, the next question is, do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
That's still a bad question, because Democrats and Republicans are not doing their duty. Even though they're on opposite sides of the aisle, they're still supposed to come to work together for the good of the American people, not just who voted for them to get them in office.
Okay, I understand. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important an issue is for you to have focus on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one, banning assault weapons, from 0 to 10, how important is for you?
That's a 5.
I'm sorry?
A 5.
Okay. Next one, addressing immigration and border security.
I think that's a 5 also.
Thank you. Next one. Improving K through 12 education.
That's a 10.
Okay. Protecting voting rights and democracy.
That's a 10.
Okay. Protecting our personal data online from foreign countries.
That's 10.
Okay. fighting inflation and improving the economy.
That's the 10.
Okay, combating climate change and protecting the environment.
That's a 7.
Thank you. Next one, banning TikTok.
that's a 0 for me.
Okay, and last one, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
That's a 10.
Thank you. Now, do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, and your answer that the President and Congress are not focused on issues that are important to you, does that make you less likely to vote or still motivated to vote in the coming election?
I'm always motivated to vote.
Thank you. Now, okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, of which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know. The first one, Republican in Congress, for 0 to 100.
The Republicans in Congress?
Yes.
How do I feel about this? It depends on which one you're talking about. And are you talking about in the Senate, or are you talking about them collectively?
I'm sorry. I only have the question as Republican in Congress. I don't have more details.
All right. Well, I tell you what, I appreciate your time, but I think I'm done with the survey. Thank you.